It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Friday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Farming is a competitive business, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field, which is why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairies, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made-in-the-USA swing-away augers and other products specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers at their 200,000-square-foot plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Get the story firsthand at the Farm Progress Show at Boone, August 28th through the 30th. You'll see Brandt grain carts at the combine demos each day at 11, but plan to stop by their lot, too. It's easy to remember, Lot 101. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the United States. Want to be number one? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. In the small Iowa town of LaPorte City, the police chief says the emotions of folks run the gamut from sadness to happiness, as it appears the four-month search for 16-year-old Jake Wilson has ended. Authorities there at the town of 2200 say the human remains found along Wolf Creek are believed to be those of the autistic, intellectually challenged boy who went missing back in April. Searchers had combed the spot where the remains were found many times, but they say the water at last had receded enough to allow the body to be visible. From This Week in Agribusiness, a company called Smart Ag says that at the Farm Progress Show this month, they'll conduct a field demonstration of a driverless tractor system. Throughout the 3 days of Farm Progress, Smart Ag will introduce to farmers AutoCart, a software platform and aftermarket kit that fully automates an existing grain cart tractor for use during harvest. 2 years ago at that show at Boone, Iowa, CNH Industrial displayed its autonomous concept tractor. It was the talk of the show. While not in production, that CNH concept stole the show, to be sure. Their 8-minute video, where you hear my description of the concept tractor in the field, has been viewed online more than 1.4 million times. A 72-year-old Ohio man will appear in court today on murder charges after police say he shot through a window of his home, killing his granddaughter, who was outside the house knocking on the window. Family members say the 19-year-old had forgotten her keys and was trying to get back into the house she shared with her grandparents. The girl's aunt told a Columbus TV station that her father has dementia, and he wouldn't have fired the shot if he had known it was his granddaughter. So, do you let your dog lick you? After the recent widely publicized illnesses in Wisconsin associated with dog saliva, I asked the question on my Twitter account. And certainly not at all scientific. As I looked over the results of the survey, about a fourth of the people said, yeah, anytime he wants to. And about a fourth said, yes, but not on the lips. More than half of those taking my little Twitter survey on the dog-licking question responded, no, I know where he goes. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Brandt Grain Carts. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.